We talked to Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology. What country's coming after us, buddy? Let's get right at it.
Iran, which is always one of the big three, right?
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah. China, Russia, and Iran. Oh, a lot of people don't realize that, but those are our top three cyber threats.
And what are they doing?
So they just unsealed an indictment, the Department of Justice did, against three Iranian nationals. The reason I wanted to talk about this today is less political but more practical.
Mm-hmm.
So here's who they hacked. Just humor me for a second.
Yeah.
A township in New Jersey, accounting firms in Illinois and New Jersey, two regional utility companies, one Mississippi, one Indiana, public housing corporation, shelter for victims of domestic violence, county government, construction company, state bar association. As you can see, it's all over the board, right?
But it's on a board of not General Motors or CAT.
Right.
Or our you know, infrastructure.
Yeah,
So what's the common thread?
What are they doing?
They all are running on hardware and software with known vulnerabilities. So this goes back to the, you know, if you're a burglar, you pull on a bank door at midnight, it's probably going to be locked.
Yeah,
and it ain't
going to
be be easy to get in.
Yeah,
smaller businesses, they might be unlocked or have a window open. So it's the opportunistic thing where they go, "Hey, look!" So they actually have these like bots that just crawl across the internet looking for
the open door,
looking for the open door. And whether they attack or not, they at least go in the door and leave windows open and back doors open. We've talked about that.
Yeah, no, but it's. I don't think you can talk about that enough.
No,
I mean, public housing
and different things like that. So companies really have to focus on getting a good system. And I don't think that they really pay attention to, we need an iron lock system. Yeah, this is a good company, good reputation. But they really, even smaller businesses, have to look to have an iron lock system.
Listen,
right?
don't make me shame you guys. Have you changed your passwords to passphrases? Like,
are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? I will tell you something. This is my new method to protect. For instance, this is a little slightly different. Credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I do now. I just have them. I say somebody stole my credit card, and I get new ones. That's what my new way of doing it. Now I have a new credit card, and that number's not been out there. It's a new credit card. It's also a way, if you have automatic subscriptions that you don't know how to cancel, it's an easy way to cancel because now they don't know how to get your money.
I will go with you on that.
But I do phrases now.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
Perfect.
It's impossible for me to remember them. Guess where I write them down? In this book that you're looking at right here in front of me. So it's written down on paper.
Okay, get LastPass.
What if they get hacked? And then somebody else gets all my...
It's,
you know who's not ever going to hack? My calendar. Nobody's ever hacking my calendar.
Or, you know what they're never going to hack? They're going to have to break into your house, open up your cupboard door with the Post-it note to see what you got.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so... But let's go back now and talk about these known vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
CISA, Cyber Security Infrastructure Security Agency, part of DHS, they keep a list.
Okay.
Known... exploited vulnerabilities.
Is my name on that list? I feel like my name's there.
It's not a name. It's always a piece of software or hardware.
Okay.
I checked this morning in the lobby.
Yeah.
832 of them in the catalog right now.
832 what?
Different vulnerabilities that are easily and have been hacked by hackers.
Well, who has all those vulnerabilities? Can you tell that?
Yeah. If you want, you can go out there and read all the vulnerabilities, but it ranges from... very simple things. So let's cut to the chase.
Okay.
When you get something that says, hey, there's a new update for your operating system, your iOS or your Android or whatever, install it. Because
what? What? There's a reason for that.
The reason for that is to patch known vulnerabilities.
Okay. Now let me get into we only have 30 seconds.
Okay.
So now, seriously, I know we're knocking me around a little bit. That's fun. But I probably represent the average person,
mm-hmm.
right? What is it psychologically about us does your industry look at that ever and ask the question, why don't people do it? Because it's not hard to take the update.
People don't really understand all of this, which is why I come in here on Mondays and try to explain.
It's absolutely why you're here.
Here's what this really means.
Yes.
And so that's what it is. It's hard to comprehend.
And so you ignore it.
And so you ignore it. It's like IRS tax laws, right? Just put your stuff in.
Sure. Well, you know, it is similar.
I don't want to understand it.
Right.
Just
tell me
what
to do. There's no way I can possibly understand.
So I'm telling you today, keep your stuff updated.
Update and make passwords, phrases.
Well, you know what? Yep. Real quick, too. And I don't want to give too much away, but some systems we have to go on. Every 6 months, they make you change your password. Inside your business, can you get a system or a program that everyone has to change their
password? It's
already
there.
Yeah.
We got to go. Good to see you, Dave. Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology.